On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking the 2020 lineup from Goose Island. 7 Bourbon County releases this year. We give them all a try. First time having them, first reactions, and we rank them from top to bottom. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we got a big night ahead of us, a big episode here. We got 7 Bourbon County stouts to taste. This is the 2020 lineup.
You know, I haven't been this excited in a long time for the full Bourbon County lineup. Some of this stuff was real wacky for a few years. Okay. Northwoods.
I feel like this is a solid offer.
Yeah. I feel like they put their back into it, right?
Okay.
You know? This is what they're capable of, you know?
Okay. And then we got a little Miller High Life as our chaser, you know. Beer, water, you know.
It's a champagne of beers, Brad. It says it right on the can.
Yeah, so we're celebrating here.
Brad's rocking his goose hat.
Yeah.
I got on a vintage goose shirt. We're ready.
We got the 2006 goose in the background if you're watching the video.
I tell you, that is making me as happy as anything else is this fucking 14-year-old PCS.
Yeah.
Just chilling in the back.
We'll dive into it at some point here, but maybe not tonight, because we got each one of these 7 clocks in around 14%.
Yeah.
And they only, once you open them, Goose was nice enough to give us some stoppers, but you have about a week to drink it.
Yeah, so. I think a week tops. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do we need to know, or should we just get going?
Let's get right into it. By now, I think the folks at the folks at home are going to know that the OG BCS, for the most part, has always been Buffalo Trace or Heaven Hill barrels. And this year, they called out Wild Turkey as well. Okay. So it's a blend of those barrels, Buffalo Trace, Wild Turkey, and Heaven Hill.
Okay. And the original has the black little neck thing here.
Yeah. And speaking of original, it's like the original BCS, the first ever BCS was Jim Beam barrels.
Okay.
So it's interesting that they've gone away from that completely, actually, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then, according to the stats.
And then it also said it could be 14.3 or 14.6. We have a 14.6 bottle.
We got ourselves a sixer.
So we're going to kind of keep almost like a taster of OG on the side here as we run through the rest of these, kind of maybe always going back to, reminding ourselves what it was.
Which is funny because we're going to probably do this exact same thing this exact same way in like an hour.
That's true. Yeah. recording this before we're doing our media tasting. We'll probably learn more information and facts that would be good to share, but you know, we got.
Yeah, we're assholes, so we're going in.
Beer showed up, we got to drink them.
All right.
It smells a little sweeter than I remember. Yeah. But that could just be, I haven't had Bourbon County probably since FOBAB last year.
I think I might have had, probably had it off and on. It's the classic charred oak and chocolate nose for me.
That tastes different. It has like a little bit of a, there's something different there. No? Am I crazy?
No. Well, mouthfeel and texture is definitely a little different.
Yeah.
Definitely a little lighter. Right. It's a little.
Maybe a little spicier? Yeah. I don't know. This is also coming off the High Life, so I'm getting like a big, my mouth has to adjust to it.
That's true. I was, what was I watching? And they said, I think it was a scotch thing. And like sniff it. go back in, sniff it again.
Yeah.
And that second time, everything, you get more adjusted, which I never do. I never sniff it twice looking for stuff. Uh-huh. I tell you, it was always like Goose has always been, I think, flourless chocolate cake is a phrase that comes to mind when I think OGBCS. But I'm pleasantly excited. I'm pleasantly surprised about the oak. Yeah. I get a proper oak presence here. It doesn't feel as desserty as years past.
That's what I'm feeling. It's not as rich and a little more barrel. Not as rich, the wrong word, like thick. It's a little lighter, a little more barrel characteristic.
Part of me wonders if it's us. We've gone around the bend another year. Because, we first had Daisy Cutter when Balmoral opened, and we swore up and down. It was different.
Yeah.
And then we hung out with them, and they were like, no, it's the same shit. It's the same. It's you. You're different.
You've changed, man. You've changed.
So, but I tell you, I like the char on this, man. The char, the smoke are as present as everything else, and I don't recall it being like that before.
So where would you suggest we go next? Like, what's going to be our closest to original as we run through? Like, what did they recommend? We're going to do original, birthday, anniversary, and Carmella.
Carmella is the wheat wine.
Yes. So that will be like the first.
Well, grouping. those are the ones. Well,
oh, no, that's the second. Yeah, the first grouping.
Yeah.
I assume those kind of go together a little more, right?
Let's not fuck around. Let's get into this. Let's get into this birthday bourbon, Brad.
Okay. Yeah. Is that the pink one?
Yeah.
So this one has the...
Is that lavender?
Yeah, like a purple pink. Yeah. And it has the Old Forester little thing on the back. I believe we talked about that a little last time.
Yeah, Old Forester. Cheers to them. They are the oldest continuously bottled bourbon in the country, Old Forester. Yeah. And Birthday Bourbon celebrates the founder's birthday. I think his name's George Garvin Brown. Okay. George Garvin Brown.
Yeah, George Garvin Brown.
So that's why it's birthday bourbon. It's actually an 11-year-old whiskey.
Brown Foreman's birthday.
Yeah. And I think that's what I got most excited about, Brad, was like, they got the resources to get these fancy barrels,
And
they
money.
Yeah.
They got the money.
They got the cash, man, and they're not pulling any punches with getting them.
Right.
So.
Well, they're also advertising to a group of people to go after these bourbons and whiskeys. The logo's now on here, Old Forester. There's a Weller logo. There's just other logos on each of them now, reminding people, hey,
you're right.
If you see this when you're out, you want to get it and think of Goose Island.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then, this combined with the fact that they've been going down there for a few years now to just hang out at the distilleries to get everyone's story. I love the bringing of those two things closer together, those origin stories. Origin stories might be my favorite part of the whole shit.
Wow.
The origin stories.
Yeah. The tasting notes say chocolate, vanilla, maple, berry, cinnamon for birthday. It does have a little more spice, like a tickle to the nose. Yes.
That's the power of suggestion right there, because now I'm looking at the color, and it looks like a berry-colored label.
Yeah.
And then you say berry. Now that's all I'm going to fucking taste.
It does. All right, let me take another sip. So many flavors, so much complexity always going on in Bourbon Counties. It is sweeter than original.
Yeah, where it reveals itself is that it's not as aggressive. Yeah, it's not as aggressive with the oak and wood character. This actually kind of reminds me of like last year's BCS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. Interesting. I wonder.
It's a totally different experience.
What
is a different shade? It's the exact same flavors, just, this one, dare I say, because you know how if it's too sweet or too oaky for you, those things fall off if you keep just OGBCS for 2 years.
Yeah.
So dare I say older, it's older, but without the the actual, like,
the
what
age.
You cardboard is what you pick up, right?
Yeah.
Or basement. It doesn't have that in coordinates with sitting on it longer.
That's usually, like, old. Like
old.
Hour. You get that air in there. But if you put this to someone and said, hey, it's Bourbon County, not prefacing any of, hey, it was aged in this and it's different, it tastes exactly like Bourbon County.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, not that there's nothing special, there's just like, yeah, this is Bourbon County. What am I missing here?
Why'd you make me buy 7 of the OGs to get this one?
Yeah. Okay.
What? There are, the berry that's in the old Forster is in the OG, but it just kind of, it's just hidden at the mid palate.
Yeah.
But on this one, if there's a berry thing, I think it comes at you a little bit right away. It comes at you more right away.
Yeah. And I think it's a little, there's a little more body to it than the original, but man, it's close. Like
almost like, grape wouldn't do it justice, but it's kind of like, I'm trying to think of a fruit that reminds me of that berry flavor, but just mixed berry. I'm just go with that.
Berry. But like, not Revolution mixed berry, because that was juice.
that was like a summer cocktail. Mixed berry and strawberry.
That's what Rosa should be. That should be mixed berry.
Tell me about it.
But
just next year, just put mixed berry D-Star in Rosa cans.
Yeah.
Just do that.
But right off, I don't think I would chase this one. Like it's good.
It's OG BCS, a little smoother. I hate the word smooth. A little smoother with a little more fruit character.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, it's very similar.
Yeah. And probably the next one we're gonna try is the Anniversary Bourbon County, which is probably gonna taste very similar too. So this is the one aged in Weller barrels.
Yeah.
It's like 1% on the ABV higher.
But now this one, Brad, is aged for 2 years versus these others.
Aged in Weller 12-year, and you have the Weller go with it, right?
Got the source whiskey, yeah.
Which one's your?
That's
all
right. I gotta save some of this OG for the tasting, man. I gotta calm down.
I know. So this one is like the green pine color.
Yeah. Aged in 12-year-old Weller 12 barrels.
Mm-hmm.
12-year-old Weller 12 barrels. God damn it.
So what does it say? With the our original Bourbon County is aged for 4 to 5 years in 1-year barrels. So the added age of these Weller barrels paired with an extra year of the beer in the barrel adds stronger barrel flavors. Get a little more, you get a little more like bourbon, oak.
Fucking like leather. Almost like.
Get some of those dark fruits.
Cigar.
Okay. Gotta dive in.
That's where. I think of the three, that's where I want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Birthday seemed like a light version of it.
Yeah, there is a concentration of flavors. There's a richness there that I'm really fucking with.
Birthday
off
feels like it's your birthday during a pandemic. Yeah, it's your birthday, but it's really not that exciting.
You know.
You didn't do anything cool.
It wasn't. It's not in your top 5 of birthdays.
No.
It's not your all-time favorite birthday.
And that's where birthday, like, it's special, but but this one. The anniversary is kind of like, oh, that's nice. That's special.
Yeah, it pours like something special is a good descriptor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's great.
I
like that a lot.
What was I? The Forrester barrels versus the Weller barrels, or even the bourbon itself.
Yeah.
Do you have one you go to over the other?
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you, man. I think since the pandemic, I've probably had more of Old Forester than I have of Weller. I mean, I've got the same number of bottles. I just Old Forester, you don't feel guilty about putting it in cocktails or sipping it with a beer on a Zoom call.
Okay.
And then they have, I just like the flavor. Overall, Old Forester has like more of these like, I would say cherry and peanut flavors, right? Okay. I think just overall in their everyday lineup. The Weller stuff, A, is harder to find. But then B, Weller's a wheated whiskey. So the absence of rye, it always kind of leans caramel and vanilla and honey forward, right? With a little spice. Except for the Weller 12, which is not my favorite Weller. Weller 12 kind of tastes like, it's not a bad whiskey, but it kind of reminds you of an Irish whiskey, okay. which I like because Irish whiskeys are almost kind of light and floral and spicy. But it's almost in a different direction of the other Wellers, taste-wise. So, just overall, sorry to run on, but overall, no. I like the Old Forsters just as an everyday lineup.
Okay.
The best of the Old Forster stuff and the Weller stuff I've had, my favorite might be the Weller Full Proof, or really the Weller 107. Okay. Those are probably my favorite ones.
Yeah, I was just wondering, since we're kind of not excited about birthday, but you like the whiskey better. So just wondering if it was the whiskey doing it or if it's actually the execution.
Yeah. No, that's a fair question. And then...
So we're moving quick through these.
I like it. I like it.
So we're going to go into Caramella, right? Caramel. You want to say caramel, but it's
right.
Caramella.
It's Caramella.
And apparently this is a Italian candy or something?
Spumoni is the Italian candy one, right?
Or candy. It's candy in Italian.
Oh.
Caramella or candy in Italian is a wheat wine aged in larceny, wheated bourbon barrels.
Yeah.
With apple, cinnamon, and natural caramel flavor. So I think of those like caramel pops.
Okay.
Like apple taffy, yeah. Wheat wine sort of thing. Okay. So this one's also green, but it's green with a white band as well. They're running out of colors here. It's basically karate here. You get a stripe or no stripe.
If there's a suggestion box, that's what I would put. Like, tell us what colors you use for the neck label.
Yeah. Oh man, this one pours really light.
But you know, it's a wheat wine though. It's not PCS.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So my understanding of the wheat wine recipe is that it's the exact same amount of ingredients, but instead of the super dark malts in BCS, they use wheat.
Okay. And apparently their lab tech created this variant as a tribute to his love of seasonal flavors.
It looks so like this, fucking whiskey, I tell you that.
This guy just likes bobbing for apples. Like, that's his thing.
I'm glad we didn't have this in person if we're hanging out with an apple bobber.
Like, yeah, it says it will transport you to a crisp autumn day, like today.
Oh, dude.
But yeah, that color, I really like the color of this one.
It smells like candy.
Yeah, wow. All right, going in.
It smells like a candy apple, that's for sure.
That's fun, good, and gross all at the same time.
It's not... It's not like cheap whiskey gross. You know how some cheap whiskeys are flavored cheap whiskey is what I meant to say. It's not gross like that. It's more of like a respectable version of that. But just the idea of having a flavored whiskey, you know, the first thing I think about is fucking Fireball or Apple, Apple Jack Daniels or Apple Jim Beam or some bullshit, right?
Applejack.
Yeah. It's like... It just takes you to a place you don't want to know or remember.
Yeah.
You know?
You
fucked up and you got some bullshit-ass fruit juice and, you know, some shitty whiskey in college.
This one makes you think, tonight's going to be great, but tomorrow's going to suck a lot. Right?
Yeah, it's... And I don't know if we're doing it justice, because this is like a gourmet version of those things. But since we've had so many bad experiences with those types of things, I think that's the first thing I thought about.
Right. Like if someone came up with a hurricane inspired or a SoCo inspired thing, I'd be like, no, that's this, I'm in trouble here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see this anyone who puts bourbon or anything in their coffee, maybe a splash of this, you get maybe a little pumpkin spice Irish coffee kind of flavor going on.
That's a good call. Now I'd like to try that. That sounds good, actually. That sounds like Sunday morning. Hey, let's fuck around with that. I like it for that. Yeah, it's got more of a liqueur quality than I would want. I don't fuck around with liqueurs a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know?
As I'm drinking it, it's almost leaving almost like a campfire char in my mouth. My mouth is dry and sort of I don't like what I was ingesting here. Chalky.
There's something almost apple turnover kind of vibe.
Yeah.
You know, I was in my old apartment, I didn't have a microwave. So if somebody baked me a piece of apple pie, I'd have to put it in the pan and heat it up. You know what I mean? And some of it gets charred. Kind of like that a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of those things. I don't hate it. It is definitely not my favorite.
Yeah. It's not very sweet,
which you get points for that. And then it doesn't taste medicinal, which it could. You put fucking caramel flavors in it.
Uh-huh. And I think our minds of these flavors are very sweet. We have taffy apples, apple turnover, the McDonald's apple pies, or any of that. It's all heavily sweet. So then this, it has all those flavors, but it's not sweet. It's nice, but it's it's not the same.
Yeah. It's cute. I think that's the best thing we could say about it. Hmm. It's cute, and then it's not overly, what's the word? It's not overly cloyingly sweet. So, and it could have been a mess. It could have been messy as fuck. I think last year's barley wine, wheat wine, last year's wheat wine.
Yeah.
Where they had this new process and they added it now with more wheat flavor. And
that's the yellow one.
It was just saturated and just kind of out of step, and I didn't care for it at all. Mm-hmm. This could be that, but it's not.
Yeah. I could see maybe if you're taking this to a party or family gathering, non-stout family members might be able to get behind this one.
Yeah. And as a fall release, this is their version of the pumpkin spice latte or spiked apple cider.
Yeah.
This is their this is their fall. This is Bourbon County autumn.
Bourbon County autumn.
Or whatever the fuck, right?
Okay. Huh. I won't be going back to that one. I may revisit there after I'm all done and be like, what was that one?
See if something else jumps out.
Yeah.
How are we doing here? We're doing okay.
Okay, so then, according to their tasting schedule, you'd take a break, you'd refresh.
For us, that means high life.
So then we got to go into, Kentucky Frog, proprietors, special number 4.
Fog.
Not frog. Say frog?
Yeah.
Kentucky Fog, which I think is this one, right?
The next one.
Oh, the gray kind of one.
With their old gray tea.
Right. So it's a stout aged in bourbon barrels with Earl Grey tea, black tea, and then they add honey.
Texas Gold.
Yeah. This one makes
black tea.
Whenever I think of tea beer now, I think of our Orin.
Fantastic. What was it? Spiced latte or something?
Yeah, that was Thai iced tea.
Thai iced tea.
All right, I'm just going to spice out with my high life. It's gonna...
Fuckery is what's going on now here, but it also said we should have water on hand, which we have not. I've been here for hours. That's not a drop of water consumed.
There's water around. Feel free. All right, here we go. So this one, I guess on the name alone, sounds interesting and fun.
And I tell you, I don't know dick about like Kentucky Fog as a beverage, but it sounds like it's whiskey and tea, I guess, right?
Okay.
I've never heard that term before. Are you?
No, I don't think I've ever had one. Yeah. I feel like I've had something else like that, like a, yeah, a tea and other beverage. Yeah. Like a sun tea with like vodka or something like that. What? That's weirdest smell ever.
It's very like evergreen tree. It smells like Christmas trees, man.
Christmas tree or cleaning fluid.
I think we both looked at each other like, maybe I need somebody old. You gotta slow me down on this OG, man. It had a very...
That smells like...
I get...
Pine Sol.
And clove.
Pine Sol and clove.
Yeah, I get a lot of clove. I got a lot of wintergreen. Huh. Pine Sol, clove, wintergreen gum.
Man, that's a smell that you either love or you avoid, like, I don't drink that.
Yeah.
I know that's poison.
Dang. Whatever Boughs of Holly was a smell. Boughs of
Holly. Wow.
That's what this smells like. I don't know what that means, but that's what it smells like.
All right. My mind is already like, not going to like this.
What is this? Honey, Earl Grey tea, and black tea?
Mm-hmm. No. No. Speechless on that.
I don't know, man. I don't know. And licorice. Clove.
Black licorice and clove and pine saw.
Licorice, pine saw, boughs of holly, and fucking Christmas trees. That's what this tastes like.
That's sad.
And it's got a bouncy mouth, too. Like, we had a beer once from Brickstone. It was called an orange... Dream Sickle Stout.
Yeah.
And it tasted like spit a little bit.
Oh.
That's gross, but we were like, it feels like, it's got an unpleasant texture. Like, this beer doesn't make me happy, god damn it.
No, I'm trying to like finish it so I can like not have any more of my glass.
I just want to be happy, man. What the fuck, man? Why can't I be happy?
What am I missing in this? Earl Grey tea and black tea from Kilogram Tea. I don't know. As well as clover honey from the Honey House.
Now, I get some honey a second sip. And you
trust us, you'll never have to try it. Oh, what? This variant brings a new meaning to I'm a little teapot, short and stout. What? No, thank you. I said I wasn't going to go back to the wheat wine. I'm going to go back just for the flavor.
Some of the shock goes away. But you know what?
Wheat wine tastes pretty good now.
Yeah, wheat wine ain't so bad. But you know, it was like a double Gravedigger Billy last year, I expected it to be fun and on the edge of all things cool, and it just ended up being just like kind of maple syrup and cigarettes, kind of.
Yeah,
I think they had good intentions for it.
There's something in that tea. One of those teas is not working for me. Someone else may love that. It might not be our thing.
We're trending in the opposite direction. These first three, out the gate.
Weller is still the best anniversary.
Yeah.
Top.
I'd say so, too. Yeah.
Well, Nick's almost finished the bottle of original, so.
Yeah. I'm trying to go back. OG's holding its own this year.
All right.
Whoa. That's a wild ride, that fucking fog. No wonder I never heard of this shit, man. Kentucky Fog? No, not the... Yeah. No one's out here doing this.
Like, I had that once. You don't want it. It's almost like makes me think of it's It's the Kentucky's version of Malort. Like, hey, you got to try this. Cool. I don't need, like, this very often, but somebody's going to like it.
You're coming up. If you stand in line and that's all they got, you came up short. You might as well just get it. Well, you get it and get some OGs and get it and make your own decision.
I don't know. That was... I'm scared now. I'm scared.
No, we're going to bounce back. What are we doing next?
Prop.
Let's do prop.
So that's blue.
Yeah. Now, prop is... this year's prop is Spumoni. Okay. Spumoni, which is the Italian dessert.
Man, what are they up with the Italian over there? Must be... third generation Italian American brewer Emily.
Were you like Italians, Brad? What the hell's going on here?
I was just like, what's up with all this Italian? Come on, where's the Polish stuff? Where's the punch key, Bourbon County? That's what I'm waiting for. You're in Chicago.
Hey, save it for the Q&A, bud.
We need all right. Props should be a punch key.
How far along in the trials did punch key? I have a question. This is Brad here.
Have you ever tried a punch key prop?
All right.
Because they also had that other one with the chocolate orange.
Oh, Midnight Orange.
Isn't that an Italian or is that a German thing?
It might have been like a coffee dessert.
Oh, thing. But the tradition.
Of like an orange.
Orange in the tree. Is that Italian or is that a German thing? Wait, German is the pickle in the tree, right?
I think this one was like a chocolate-covered orange thing.
That's Italian, too.
I don't know.
Just feeling like...
you feel like...
Polish, not getting very many. Spumoni. Tri-color frozen dessert. So it's the three-color ice creams?
That's Neapolitan.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's the Italian Neapolitan?
It's a tri-colored frozen dessert. Oh, that contains candy, fruit, and nuts.
I don't think that's Neapolitan no more. You know what I was going to say? Black forest cake. That's what this smells like.
Oh. That's tasty. Kentucky Frog. Fog. You did me wrong.
Because was it last year's prop that was just very subdued? I think last year's prop was like double chocolate fucking prop.
Right.
Right? Like it was like nothing to it. No, it might have been like all the best hits. So it was like chocolate and... Fuck, what was last year's prop?
I don't remember.
I think it was just like double chocolate fucking prop.
That might have been 2017. Because I remember the prop... I don't know. The props are always... They're high on my list when I have them. I'm like, yeah, these are great. This is dessert.
I'm a big fan of this one.
Interesting. July. This is also
Goose Prop 2019.
Prop is also the last one here to be bottled in October. Okay.
Why is my fucking internet so slow, man? Jesus Christ.
Man, that's nice. Okay.
I was trying to see.
Pistachios, cocoa nibs, the vanilla flavors. Yeah. Emily also created the 2016 prop. Is the first brewer to have two props. So see... Lots of Italian desserts going on and these props.
Good job by you, Emily.
No, that's great. Like, because the prop is the one where usually the brewers or everyone has the opportunity to kind of like come up with a variant.
I want to say that's how they, I think that the trials are how a lot of this is done, right?
Right. So you're often given Bourbon County to take home, blend it with stuff. Yeah. What can you come up with? Pickle juice. Whatever's in your fridge, cheese.
What do you got? You got garlic aioli in there.
It's some kimchi, some kimchi Bourbon County, whatever. Try it out.
The my all-time favorite prop is probably the banana nut bread one from a few years ago.
Okay.
Bananas Foster.
That might have been
2017 probably.
That was 2016 was hers, yeah.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah.
This is good. I don't know where it ranks in the all-time pantheon of props, but it's I rank it above that double chocolate one, whatever year that was.
And I rank it above a few others in this year's lineup.
Yeah. I think we're back. I think we're trending back up. I think we had OG birthday and anniversary, and we were trending up. Then we started trending down. I tell you, I think we're headed back up.
All right. So then the final one, special number 4, which is like $800 at Jewel or something, right?
Oh, shit.
It's like, I think it's like $80. Or that was the price point or something, right?
Wow.
I thought it might have been a typo. I think Zoller had tweeted this out.
That's a go fuck yourself price.
But it might have been a mistake.
Yeah.
So number 4 is a oatmeal stout variant.
And we talked about this maybe in the pre-show, maybe on the show. But like, if it were Bourbon County with oatmeal added to the brew, right?
Yeah.
Is it an oatmeal stout or is it a stout that then is finished on oatmeal?
Yeah. Because
that doesn't make sense. You can finish something on tea because that's how tea works.
So but did you oatmeal stout variant of our original Bourbon County stout recipe. So it is an oatmeal stout.
Okay.
But it uses crystal oats.
Maybe that was our issue. We didn't know what the fuck a crystal oat was.
Okay. So this smells totally different. I believe there's maple syrup in this as well.
Maple syrup and coffee. This is this year's coffee variant.
Oh, okay. There's no coffee. Yeah. This smells like breakfast. It's kind of fun. It's also the lowest ABV of all of them. Comes in at 13.3. Huh. That's nice.
I was trying to figure out what a crystal oat was. Oh, yeah. I love the coffee integration. I will give Goose credit because, like, even whether it's Big Hugs or even Rev, not super massive, but Cafe D.
Yeah.
When you have their coffee stouts, it's integrated in a way that it just kind of elevates the stout flavors. But it doesn't particularly taste like fresh coffee. This is kind of reminiscent of coffee more so.
Yeah.
Which those are my kind of coffee stouts. Mm-hmm.
And this was bottled in September, so it's been sitting for a little bit, not too long, a little over a month.
I was worried about this one because I'm like, I was actually worried about anything that had any kind of sweetener added just because of the Cafe Diala fiasco last year and the orange chocolate thing from 2 years ago
mm-hmm.
where it was just, or just stouts in general, where they're just too goddamn decadent, man. So
yeah, none of the prop is the sweetest of all of these.
Yeah.
They're not overly sweet this year. They really almost like dialed that back and went almost like middle of the road, kind of in that sweetness.
And good job by them, because, you know, this could have went left and just hurt your teeth, fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Which, you know, even crews that I really like are making stuff on the edge of sweetness. It bothers me. So.
All right. So where are we ranking these? What are we putting them at?
Mm-hmm.
I think Weller, I gotta go back to it here in a minute, but yeah. I feel like that, let me finish off.
Just off the first impression, so, I mean, OG and Weller ranked very high, and then, what was this last one? You know, I'm a big fan of this fucking special number 4.
Oh, yeah. Weller, I don't know, prop, you're gonna go, would you put prop over?
That's really the dogfight, right? Because I think
well, we know Kentucky Fog is last, and our wheat wine is just above that.
The liqueur, the fall, autumn liqueur, wheat wine, yeah.
And then on the bottom is birthday.
There's a berry in there that just, you know, it's, well, it still ranks higher than this Earl Grey thing, though.
Right? Oh, Earl Grey is the last one. That's what I meant. This one. Oh, this is our.
Yeah.
So is prop above special number four or not?
That's interesting. I might have to go back. But I think
that's the tough spot.
Yeah.
Because I know no one else watching the video or listening to the audio can see what we're doing here. But.
Yeah, but we basically got three brackets. The third bracket, the bronze bracket, is the Old Fog, Old Kentucky Fog, Carmella.
They didn't even get awards. They're not bronze. Oh, this guy, the Earl Grey, didn't. He was disqualified.
Yeah, those three are definitely bringing up the rear. But in the middle, you've got brand special number four and prop. And we're not sure which one is better. Mm-hmm. But I think the ones that are clearly two of the faves are the OG and this 12-year.
And that's crazy that we're putting OG as high as we are, because it will be the easiest one to get, and you will be able to get it for probably 2 years.
Yeah.
So.
All right, lightning round. I'm going back to prop.
So don't worry about, like, going out of your way to get original Bourbon County. It will be there. You often, at a lot of these, have to buy that one before they let you buy a variant. Anyway.
You know.
Prop is too sweet.
Whatever
for
kind of cherries those are, I'm just.
In prop?
Yeah. Mm. Right, because there's, you know, there's levels to that cherry thing, right? There's Bing cherries. There's maraschino cherries. There's, like, those, what are the Bourbon Soaked cherries?
Yeah.
There's the cherries that go in creeks. There's the Ballantine cherries. I don't know what kind of cherries these are. But this is a very bright, this is the cherry on top of the sundae cherry. That's how it fucking tastes.
Yeah, these are amaretto.
Right? Maybe that's what cherries. I'm tasting.
Candied. So these are the cherries that you see that are also chocolated or candied cherries.
It's both bright and sweet, so I think I'm out on the bright sweet cherry, and I would give the edge. I tell you, they fucked up barley wine. Something happened to barley wine where it's soured, coffee barley wine, right?
Okay.
And then so then they exed coffee barley wine 1 year. They exed it 1 year, and it got fucked up 1 year. Right?
Huh.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
But then they were going coffee barley wine just because there wasn't an appreciation for coffee stout is what I was saying. And this is almost like the closest we've gotten. At one point, the Intelligentsia Bourbon County Stout was my all-time fave at one point.
The original?
Like 2010.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is
that was the year everyone's been chasing vanilla and coffee.
So to have something that's...
Coffee was 2012, right?
Yeah. Something that's like anything similar to that. Coffee might have been in the original... No, 2010, right?
It was 2010 or 2012. Was the vanilla, the original vanilla, was that 2010?
We've seen vanilla twice. Once was vanilla, right? Well, three times now.
Yeah, the first vanilla and the first coffee are
same
the top.
Year. Yes.
That.
So this is, we're getting closer to that feeling of the first coffee. Mm. So I give the edge. I give the edge to that. Sorry.
Yeah, but I think prop and
they're close.
Coffee, they could go back and forth if you want a little something a little more sweet, or do you just like coffee as your dessert? Like, do you want dessert, or do you just want coffee after your meal?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I put those two at.
And if anybody put prop like ahead of
blend
number
the two,
four,
right?
It's your cuvee, Brad. We still got to do the thing, man. Yeah, we got to get ready for the thing.
Yeah, we can rinse out glasses. There is water. There's High Life. You do a little splash. No, that didn't work. But in my mind, it worked. So that's where we put it. We put it at Weller is going to be our top. Regular. We'll give it out to Coffee. Prop. Old Forester. This wheat wine. And if you see this Kentucky Fog, get your friend to buy it and try theirs. Like, do not...
What Brad said.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're not snobs. We drink beer every week. I wouldn't call us snobs.
Well, you're drinking High Life.
You know?
Well, it's a champagne. I guess maybe we are.
But, you know, we're just telling you how it made us feel, so whatever.
Yeah, I think...
I don't think it's a bad thing.
I guarantee Kentucky Fog, or not. Yeah, that's Kentucky Fog. Somebody's going to like. Like, that's their thing. Those spruce tip, pine kind of feelings. Some people really like that. I often don't. So even when I have like a spruce tips beer,
yeah,
I don't like that.
Spruce tips, lingonberry. It reminds me of the Grand Goss at the Swedish Museum with fucking, which was a goose thing.
Some people like it.
That's a thing. People are into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not boohooing it like that.
But we're boohooing it.
But yeah, that's not where it's at.
All right. Well, we gotta do a tasting here. So Nick, let's get out of here. Where can people find you when we're not recording?
I'm on Twitter, man, at Nicosio, man.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube. And yeah, I got to get some episodes up. We got a lot of beer tastings. We got a lot of Rev beers to drink. But we'll be back soon with another episode.